If you want to shine like the sun, you've got to burn like it. You're listening to Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
I'm very confused about the Genius Act. I thought there was a deal made by the president to make sure that included was going to be the central bank digital currency. There'd be no possibility of a backdoor to get that. So where are we?
This was a closed rule. Jonathan did not allow us to make amendments to the Genius Act, to make an amendment to put a ban on CBDC in the Genius Act. We were told, you don't have a right to amendments. You don't get to do your legislative process anymore. You just have to vote on it. And they forced it through, making what I think is a fake deal. And I wish the Freedom Caucus had held, but they didn't. They want to work and they want to pass the president's agenda, and I do too. But I'm not willing to go along with the pathway to a central bank digital currency in a cashless society where none of us can control our money. Because I don't trust the government, and no one else should trust the government. And just because this administration is committed to that doesn't mean that a future administration will not lock down our bank accounts if we are not doing and saying what they want us to do. We've already been there. That was the past 4 years.
When you go past one of these number plate cameras, when you, quote, shouldn't, you won't be able to challenge the fine, because the fine will be taken out of your digital account the moment you transgress.
At the world's busiest airport in Atlanta,
all right, you're fully verified.
The TSA checkpoint has gotten a high-tech upgrade.
You're going to take your ID, insert it into the card reader.
Using this facial recognition camera system to compare a flyer space to their picture on their ID in seconds.
The Genius Act, already greenlit by a bipartisan Senate, claims to slap a federal harness on stable coins. Stable coins aim for price stability through mechanisms like backing each coin with reserves of cash, bonds, or other assets. The Clarity Act is a tug of war over who gets to leash these digital assets. Will it be the SEC or the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC, potentially prying them loose from the SEC's iron grip? A move the crypto rebels have been howling for. The anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act, championed by Republicans, aims to slam the door on a central bank digital currency, citing nightmares of government snooping and control. Yet many warn of a sinister backdoor, a legislative sleight of hand that could see these bills, if watered down in the Senate or hitched to must-pass juggernauts like the NDAA, could pave the way for a CBDC Trojan horse.
It's really hard to overstate how dangerous it is. It is literally the mark of the beast system, a global social credit score, the ESG corporate governance systems right down into your smart devices, your phone, the smart appliances, the AI, surveilling everyone in live time.
You don't expect your air-fried chips to come with a side of surveillance, but research has found they might.
Do I need an umbrella for tomorrow in London?
From tracking locations to listening to conversations to knowing your gender and date of birth, our devices, in some cases, are acutely smart.
And so it's really the ring of Sauron to bind everybody together with total control. And we have the head of the IMF and the World Bank and the International Mega Settlements and the head of the UN and all of them. We have Tedros, the head of the WHO, saying we need a global central bank digital currency to control everything you do, to lock you down during new pandemics they've got planned. This is the mechanism. It'll be your internet ID. It'll do everything. And if we think as populist and conservatives and Christians and common sense people that we've been debanked and harassed as conservatives before, this is exponentially more dangerous. And the big international banks that the Federal Reserve is part of, private, they have said this is their holy grail. And they're really, really trying to roll it out. And so the fact that there is a... am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday the 29th to take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at thealexjonesstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, medical benefits of methylene blue and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only three or four of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect, but most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live with Tomorrow's News Tonight, it's Chase Geiser.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tomorrow's News Tonight, and I am your host, Chase Geiser. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time every single weeknight. God, there's something that feels so good about being live on the air after the sun goes down. We got some breaking stories today. It's really just more developments on the same breaking stories. Tulsi Gabbard firing back at Barack Obama, saying that she will be releasing more Trump hoax video docs tomorrow, refuting Obama's own statements defending himself recently. Let's watch this.
Former President Obama there. He's saying that none of this makes any sense, that this is a distraction. What do you say to that?
It's the art of deflection coming from former President Obama, as well as his friends who are still in Congress today, and Senator Warner and Congressman Jim Himes, really all basically saying that exact same statement, which doesn't actually address the issue that was revealed in great detail in the over 100 documents that we released last week, in the documents that we will be releasing later this week, that point to the undeniable fact that you laid out in your introduction to this segment, is that the intelligence community had one assessment, that Russia did not have the intent or capability to try to impact the outcome of the U.S. election leading up to Election Day. The same assessment was made after Donald Trump was elected by the American people as president in 2016, defeating Hillary Clinton. And it wasn't until after that pulled president's daily brief document that you referenced that the Principals Committee was called in the National Security Council. And President Obama then directed Obama's ODNI, DNI James Clapper, to lead the effort to create this new intelligence community assessment that detailed not if, but how Moscow attempted to influence the outcome of the U.S. election. So this is the thing that I think people should pay attention to, is neither the message from President Obama's office, neither the statements coming from Democrats in Congress today and their friends in the propaganda media, none of them are addressing this fact that there was a shift, a 180-degree shift from the intelligence community's assessment leading up to the election to the one that President Obama directed be produced after Donald Trump won the election, that completely contradicted those assessments that had come previously. The second thing I want to address that's very important, Laura, is that you in the clip that you played, you saw John Brennan, James Clapper, James Comey stated with high confidence this January intelligence community assessment that they drafted at the direction of President Obama. The fact is that they used already discredited information like the Steele dossier. They knew it was discredited at that time, yet they used it as a source for this document that they claim to have high confidence in. They used intelligence that some of these intelligence community professionals rejected previously because of the lack of credibility and the lack of the ability to vet with any kind of confidence whether or not that information or intelligence was accurate and could be used for an assessment. There's a long laundry list of facts and intelligence reporting that directly contradict the statement coming from President Obama's office and those who are trying to deflect away from what actually happened, which was after Donald Trump was elected, led by President Obama, there was an effort to create a document that would serve as a foundation for what would be a years-long coup against President Trump, therefore trying to subvert the will of the American people who sent him to the White House
in
2016.
So we got proof. We have the proof. It's funny because now we have more evidence that the Russia hoax was a Russia hoax orchestrated by Obama and his intelligence apparatus than there was ever evidence that the Russian collusion ever took place whatsoever. I mean, do you remember the incessant claims from the left that Russia ran ads on the Facebook that resulted in election interference or manipulation? To such an extent that there was this whole Cambridge Analytica scandal, and they tried to pin it on Steve Bannon for selling data that wound up in the hands of the Russians so they could run ads. They had Mark Zuckerberg come and give testimony to Congress. Do you remember that? He's sitting there in a suit like a robot, sipping his water. He looks like Data from Star Trek without a conscience. And some of that old footage from 8, 9 years ago now. Don't you remember the Cambridge Analytica scandal? All of it made up by the Obama administration. And now all the evidence is in. I'm telling you, if heads don't roll, then this justice system is totally irrelevant. Moot whatsoever. Doesn't make sense whatsoever. In fact, if I'm ever arrested for any single crime in the context of a world where no justice has been brought to the Epstein case or the Russia hoax case, I'm not taking any arrest seriously. Let me just put it like this. I will treat it as if my home is being invaded, and I will respond according to Texas law. Because no justice system is going to be just, worthwhile, credible, if there isn't justice after all of this evidence has come out. Even Trump has responded today. Let's watch.
I didn't know that they were going to do it. I don't really follow that too much. Sort of a witch hunt, just a continuation of the witch hunt. The witch hunt that you should be talking about is they caught President Obama absolutely cold, Tulsi Gabbard. What they did to this country in 2016, starting in 2016, but going up all the way going up to 2020 and the election, they tried to rig the election and they got caught. And there should be very severe consequences for that. You know, when we caught Hillary Clinton, I said, you know what? Let's not go too far here. It's the ex-wife of a president, and I thought it was sort of terrible. And I let her off the hook, and I'm very happy I did. But it's time to start, after what they did to me, and whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people. Obama's been caught directly. So people say, oh, you know, a group. It's not a group. It's Obama. His orders are on the paper. The papers are signed. The papers came right out of their office. They sent everything to be highly classified. Well, the highly classified has been released. And what they did in 2016 and in 2020 is very criminal. It's criminal at the highest level. So that's really the things you should be talking about. I know nothing about the other, but I think it's appropriate that they do go.
May I ask you about that, Mr. President?
Yeah.
Tulsi Gabbard has submitted a criminal referral to the Department of Justice. From your perspective, who should the DOJ target as part of their investigation? What specific figures in the Obama administration?
Well, based on what I read, and I read pretty much what you read, it would be President Obama. He started it. And Biden was there with him, and Comey was there, and Clapper, the whole group was there. Brennan, they were all there in a room, right here. This was the room. This is much more beautiful than it was then, but that's okay. I have nice pictures up. They came out of the vaults. They were in there for 100 years. This is much more beautiful. We have the Declaration of Independence now in the room, which wasn't here. I guess people didn't feel too good about putting it here, but I do. But you know what? If you look at those papers, they have them stone cold, and it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them, too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? And except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life, that's the one they... Look, he's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say... let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like that. And we have all of the documents. And from what Tulsi told me, she's got thousands of additional documents coming. So President Obama, it was his concept, his idea, but he also got it from crooked Hillary Clinton. Crooked is a $3 bill. Hillary Clinton and her group, the Democrats, spent $12 million to Christopher Steele to write up a report that was a total fake report. Took 2 years to figure that out, but it came out that it was a total fake report. It was made up fiction. And they used that. The one thing they weren't able to do.
And you know, I was troubled to see or to hear last night from some of the callers. Sometimes callers say stuff, catches me off guard, and I think to myself, man, I got to think about that. That's a good point. And some of the callers were calling in and say, hey, let's forget about this Obama thing. Let's move on. We need to focus on the Epstein thing. We need to focus on the new stuff. If we keep hanging on to the past, the Hillary Clintons, the Obamas, we're just going to get distracted and stuck with it. That's what people were saying. Bullshit. Why don't we just get them all? You're telling me that Congress, as much vacation as Congress takes, I guarantee it's more vacation than virtually any of the listeners of InfoWars. I know that I work every single day, 8 hours a day, at least. Got into the office this morning at 10. Right now it's 9:16. Went home for dinner, came back. And that's every day. That's fine. I want to work. I live and breathe to work. Elon Musk came out with a clip the other day. He says, I wake up, I work, I go to sleep. I wake up, I work, I go to sleep. I wake up, I work, I go to sleep, over and over and over again. That's the American way. This is the way. But Congress, no. We got to take a little break, go back in August. We're only going to be in session for 6 days, and we need 7. Thomas Massie was saying earlier today, I'll show you the clip later. They're always on vacation, always taking their little breaks. And then the American people, the listeners of InfoWars, like, all right, if you're so busy, then that's fine. Let's just focus on whatever's most important. No. Get them all of them. Incriminate all of them. I want them prosecuted posthumously. After Joe Biden dies, I want him to face justice from the grave. While he's burning in hell, I want him to get a telegram lit in flame and ash that says, oh, by the way, on Earth, you've been convicted. And sentenced to 10 life sentences, even though you're already dead. I want to be in trouble in multiple dimensions simultaneously. That is how sick of this I think we all are. That's how wanting for justice we all are. Breaking, Obama's spokesperson responds to Trump's assertion Barack Obama was the ringleader of Russia collusion hoax. I can't wait to see the rest of these documents come out. The office of former President Barack Obama responded to Trump's assertion. Last Friday, ODNI, Tulsi Gabbard, declassified a December 2016 presidential briefing revealing Barack Obama knew the Trump-Russia collusion narrative was a hoax. Obama knew it was a hoax, and he was involved in manufacturing and politicizing the intelligence to create the Trump-Russia collusion canard. Quote, we assess that foreign adversaries did not use cyber attacks on election infrastructure to alter the U.S. presidential election outcome this year. We have no evidence of cyber manipulation of election infrastructure intended to alter results. So I guess Zuckerberg had to talk about Cambridge Analytica for no reason whatsoever. Where is Mark Zuckerberg on this coming out and saying, hey, why is it that you made me testify regarding Russian interference, Russian collusion, where I had to come and say, Senator, and act so polite. Senator, we run ads. Do you remember that? He was asked how Facebook makes money, and he said, Senator, we run ads. What kind of a dumbass question was that? And then after that, we had just a litany of censorship that came out because all of the social media platforms had been pressured so hard amidst these allegations that Russia had been using their platforms in order to manipulate outcomes of elections. You remember? And then the censorship that ensued since 2016 was absolutely insane and asinine. They took Milo Yiannopoulos off all the platforms, Alex Jones off all the platforms, Steve Bannon off all the platforms, Donald Trump off all the platforms, not to mention basically every single Q account you can possibly imagine. And I'm not a Q guy, but they should have the right to say what they think whenever they think it. In the name of stopping misinformation or disinformation, The irony, of course, being that it was disinformation and misinformation that resulted in this call to remove misinformation and disinformation. See, this is the problem with censorship. The censors are always the ones that are actually full of trash. You don't have to censor lies to protect the truth, but you do have to censor the truth to protect lies. That should be the one thing that we've learned about censorship over the course of the last 9 years, not to mention over the course of 1933 to 1945, you just look at the Third Reich. So it was good to see Obama respond. But speaking of Nazis and censorship and disinformation, massive protests erupt against Zelensky in Ukraine. The protests took place one day before peace talks between Ukraine and Russia. Marjorie Taylor Greene reported huge protests erupt in Kiev against Ukrainian President Zelensky as he is a dictator and refuses to make a peace deal and end the war. Of course, this protest has to do with certain independent agencies not being allowed to have their independence from the federal government of Ukraine. Let's watch this. Not going to see this on CNN. Not going to see this on Fox News. They want the war to be over, but then their cash cow goes away. How is Zelensky supposed to pay himself and his cabinet, his military leaders, not to assassinate him if there isn't billions upon billions of dollars coming into Ukraine from the likes of Mike Johnson and our Congress, who, like I've said dozens of times, funded neo-Nazis in Ukraine to the tune of tens of billions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer money on Hitler's birthday last year. Isn't it wonderful? And by the way, Nick Sorter has a new show on InfoWars called The InfoWars Sunday Briefing at 1 p.m. Central every Sunday. And this Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Central, he is going to be having Mike Johnson in a space on X. And I highly recommend you all go follow at Nick Sortor, S-O-R-T-O-R, on X. Join that space where Mike Johnson is going to be so happy to take questions from anyone in the audience. And ask him why he funded neo-Nazis in Ukraine tens of billions of dollars on Hitler's birthday last year. Ask him. I want every single speaker given access to that space on Wednesday to ask him the same question. Mr. Speaker, why did you fund neo-Nazis tens of billions of dollars on Hitler's birthday last year? And when I called attention to it, they put me on a Ukrainian enemies of the state list. Funded by the CIA. But in domestic news, Tom Homan unleashes on former first drug addict Hunter Biden in response to his deranged interview yesterday, which we covered incessantly. Let's watch a little bit of Tom Homan's response.
Really upset about illegal immigration. F*** you. How do you think your hotel room gets cleaned? How do you think you got food on your f***ing table? Who do you think washes your dishes?
Well, I do my own dishes, Tom. But this idea that the fruit's going to rot in the orchards, nobody's ever going to have a lawn mowed again if we actually enforce our immigration laws.
Well, I don't really care what the former first drug addict thinks. I just thank God every morning I wake up, we got President Trump in the Oval Office. And because of President Trump, in 7 weeks, we got the most secure border in this nation's history. And now we're arresting public safety threats and national security threats every day across this country. We've already arrested three times the number of criminals that Biden did during the same time frame. And President Trump has committed 2 weeks ago to prioritize sanctuary cities. Because of what you just said in California, Illinois, and New York, I said it during a press conference the other day, we're going to flood the zone. We're going to send hundreds of additional ICE agents to these cities. If they don't want to help us and get the bad guy in the county jail, then we're going to flood the neighborhoods until we find that guy. We're going to flood work sites until we find that guy, because we're going to make this country safe again. President Trump was elected for that purpose, and we're going to keep that promise for President Trump.
And, Tom, those who would impede or harm or threaten ICE officers, will you commit tonight to...
Going to jail, Laura. If you impede an ICE officer, you're going to be prosecuted. You throw a stone at an ICE vehicle, they're going to get out of the car, they're going to chase you down, they're going to arrest you, and you're going to be prosecuted. President Trump sent out a truth post and an X the other day. Zero tolerance. You step over the line, you'll be prosecuted. And Pam Bondi's already talked to every U.S. attorney across this country. They're not going to decline a prosecution. So you step over the line, you're going to jail.
Tom, as always, thank you very much.
Well, I hope that's true, because I want them all deported, and I want all of the traitors of this country, I want their heads to roll. Their heads must roll. If we don't have justice,
then I think we're going to have to take matters in our own hands, honestly. And I know that in the United States of America, we can't advocate for violence, and I don't. I abhor violence. In fact, this network, I'm proud to work here because it's been against virtually every single war that we've been in since World War II. This is a pacifist network, even though it's classified as hate speech. A pacifist network. But doesn't it say in our own Declaration of Independence that at a certain point, the people have a right to overthrow the existing government? Isn't it legally binding? Aren't we justified by the principles upon which this country was founded to take matters into our own hand when the government fails to fulfill the duties that it's been empowered to fulfill? I'm getting to that point where I'm starting to feel real rowdy, folks. I'm starting to feel very, very rowdy. I want justice. It's not coming from the Democrats, not coming from the Republicans, it's not coming from the Uniparty. See, they can come out all day long and say, oh, there's only 4% support for Elon Musk's third party. Well, imagine if the vote in a swing state is shifted 4% away from either party. That's called total political power. If you can choose which party a swing state votes for because you pulled 4% of the vote and they just desperately need your endorsement, that's called total political power. Keep in mind that when the Nazis were first elected in Germany, only 1 in 40 Germans was a Nazi. But they were able to split the difference between the existing establishment powers and then seize total power. So I think they're shaking in their boots over this party. We've got James Carville saying that the Democratic Party has become a cracked out clown car. Absolutely correct, James. I like this guy, even though he looks like he has no teeth. AG Bondi immediately fires Alina Habba's replacement after judges vote to oust Habba as interim U.S. Attorney of New Jersey. Group of federal judges on Tuesday declined to extend Alina Habba's term as interim U.S. Attorney of New Jersey after Democrat Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries launched a pressure campaign to oust her. So I guess Bondi's doing something right. We're coming up on a break. We're going to get into more clips and news on the other side. In the meantime, for the love of God, go to the AlexJonesStore.com. We've got this beautiful knife that comes in this beautiful box with Alex Jones's shiny signature on it. We've got a limited supply of these. We'll never make another one. Inside the box, you'll be met with the most beautiful, sleek design you've seen since Steve Jobs lived and breathed. A beautiful hard plastic case that can go right on your belt for convenience. You pull this blade out. One side, it says at the base, 1776. The other side, it says Alex Jones with the same matching signature that you will see on the top of the box. An amazing collector's item, a fundraiser for InfoWars, and whatever comes next to ensure that Alex Jones will always be on the air. And not only that, but this week we are running an incredible buy one, get one bombshell sale, where you can buy one, get one of the methylene blue tincture, our most popular product. You can buy one, get one of the CMOS gummies, our first bestseller that ensured this store would be successful. And you can buy one, get one of the Shilajit capsules, which are absolutely incredible for your testosterone, your vitality. Shilajit is this mysterious substance that comes out of the Himalayas, I believe. And most of the people that sell Shilajit on the market, by the way, they sell it just loaded with heavy metals. We have purified this to the point where Mike Adams said it's the safest Shilajit he's ever tested in his lab. Please go to the AlexJonesStore.com. Not only because the Shilajit's amazing and the CMOS is amazing and the knife's amazing and the methylene blue will make you feel like you're plugged into the wall, but go because it's the only way, the best way to keep Alex Jones on the air. And every dollar you spend at the AlexJonesStore.com is a round in the heart of the world's supervillain.
Ladies and gentlemen, James O'Keefe was here in studio last week, but he was on the last hour, and I forgot to give him methylene blue until the last 30 minutes, but he was going on Owen. So I asked him on air, take it now, I'm not going to say what it does, and tell us honestly what your response is. And it was, quite frankly, pretty amazing.
So the crew just reminded me that James O'Keefe has not tried methylene blue, or they asked me to ask him. He has it, doesn't know what it is, but he's so nice and trusting, he just took it. It's actually cyanide, James. No, seriously.
Trying to poison me.
I'm joking, it's really good for you. It takes 30 minutes to hit, it's not a stimulant, but it creates mitochondrial function and skips the oxidative process two levels or three levels in the cells. It usually takes 30 minutes to hit. You're on Owen at 4. Just please, Owen, talk to Owen. Ask if it hit you, what you felt. And if you didn't, we're going to put it on air and you'll be the only guest that hasn't. So slam the rest of your medicine.
You got it.
So you're asking what methylene blue is. It is something RFK Jr. pushes. It's something I've known about for years.
But we've got the best, and it is amazing what it does to your body.
All right, I look forward to that.
Sometimes it is in 15 minutes. You got to let us know what you feel.
Wait, I've been drinking it for about 10 minutes, so we'll see.
You just started drinking about 2 minutes ago.
I finished the rest of it.
20 minutes later.
I just took it. I took a lot of it, and I would say it was the effect on me was light sensations. It was increased light perception. That's what happened to
me. The pixels of the world around you, of the simulation?
Like enhanced a little bit? Enhancing my eyes when a light, and I woke away, it was just a bit of enhancement perception there.
But then after he talked about his eyesight getting clearer, I got reminded by the crew that I've had callers about this effect, and there's actually medical literature out there.
I've got glaucoma. My vision has been crap for the last 20 years.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's perfect now.
What?
Yeah.
How long have you been taking Methylene Blue?
5 days. After 3 days, perfect vision.
No kidding.
Depth perception's back. And, I don't have to hold my phone at my hip to read it.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that, man.
This stuff is crazy amazing, and the medical research shows that.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah! I mean, it's so good, it's scary. It's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up, so I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
This stuff kicked in, and it, like, instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene Blue works for me.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man. But whatever you do, do your own research, talk to your physician, and then get the very best medical-grade Methylene Blue supplement out there at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a limited-time sale until next Tuesday, the 29th, where you get one bottle of Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com and get a second bottle free right now. The limited time offer at thealexjonesstore.com. Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
Inspires for tomorrow, we ride tonight. You're listening to Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser. This is Tomorrow's News Tonight. Breaking, rock legend Ozzy Osbourne is dead at 76. A lot of people are drawing attention to the fact that he was vaccinated, but he was 76. And I think that we should all be paying attention to the fact that he was actually a legend. In fact, Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne was the first song that ever gave me goosebumps. And I want to show just an honor in memory. In fact, I want to dedicate this episode of Tomorrow's News Tonight to Ozzy Osbourne. Let's watch No More Tears. sounds? It's just a hand in the bush. Whale sounds. It's just a clean guitar with a long delay. Ladies and gentlemen, is the closest that InfoWars will ever get to being like MTV. But man, I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss him. And you know, look, it's not about yesterday. It's about tomorrow's news tonight. So we're going to move on from it. We don't want to celebrate the legends and the celebrities of old, but there's something to be said for it. I know people out there are probably like, it's demonic. It's not. It's just rock and roll. And I know it's just rock and roll, but I like it. And we've got so much more news to get into. I will be showing you a bunch of clips. They're almost ready. The crew's just got to populate them into the machine. But we've got Marjorie Taylor Greene coming out and saying AOC is the darling of the progressive left, the one that claims to be against all the wars and wants to lead, did not vote for her amendment. Marjorie Taylor Greene's amendment was supposedly going to pull a lot of funding away from Israel. I'm not sure the exact number that we pay Israel every month. Has it been an average of, what, $3.5 or $3.6 billion every month? Something like that. And it's funny to me that if you do the math on the amount of money that the United States of America spent on the Revolutionary War, adjusted for today's dollars, it was like $3.3 to $3.7 billion. So we spent as much money declaring independence from the empire, the British Empire, England, King George, the tyrant, 3,000 miles away. There's much money on that entire revolution to form this country as we spend on Israel every single month. And people watch Mark Levin like he's some kind of hero. Oh, and it just, look, I love Trump, but it just is so disgusting to see him advocating for that dude. On his True Social, just go watch Fox News right now. Go watch Sean Hannity right now. We can't decide between a middle part and a side part. I'm telling you right now, Fox News is never going to air for you the entire music video of No More Tears because they don't understand how rock and roll InfoWars is.
They don't understand the importance of just latching on to sheer talent and breaking through barriers and accomplishing new innovations. I know he's a British guy. I get it. But how American was the whole genre where the men put makeup on to try to be more masculine instead of putting it on to try to be as feminine as possible? It's funny. You look at it. I think I saw a meme to this effect just a few months ago where it was like the 80s versus today. And it was like, hey, men putting on makeup and blowing out their hair to be as cool and masculine as possible versus today, men doing the exact same thing to try to trick people and deceive people into thinking that they're women. This is where we have arrived in our civilization. But the good news is we aren't stuck here. NPR's editor-in-chief has resigned after passage of $9 billion rescissions package. NPR's editor-in-chief, Chapin, announced she will leave her post by the fall after the passage of the $9 billion rescissions package. House Republicans passed a sweeping $9 billion rescissions package last Thursday that delivers a knockout punch to globalist pet projects and leftist propaganda machines like NPR and PBS. Vote was 216 to 213, with only two Republicans, Brian Fitzpatrick and Mike Turner, breaking ranks to side with Democrats in opposition. Edith said she made the decision on her own to step down and that it had nothing to do with the package. Well, I'm very glad to see the total and utter failure of all of the false idols of the left. And I am just merely hoping that this administration, this Trump administration, will achieve 70% of everything that it promised, will achieve or meet 70% of all the expectations that were set. That would be good enough for me because, frankly, America does not deserve a perfect president, just as the people of the world don't deserve a perfect Messiah. In fact, I'm not even sure that we deserve an outstanding or exceptional president, but we do deserve a good one, or at least a fair one. And we haven't had one of those since I don't even know when. So I'm hoping that this administration grows a pair of brass balls. In fact, let's just put it in Trump's terms, golden balls. And actually does things like bring about justice on the Epstein issues and prosecute the Brennans and the Clappers and the Comeys. Because like I said, I want to see their heads roll. And everybody in America wants to see them hanged legally. I mean, prosecuted, indicted, all the legal stuff, nothing out of line, not calling for violence here, don't want you guys to show up with pitchforks and torches, none of that stuff. I mean, legally, I want them to be charged with treason. I want them to have a jury of their peers, legitimate, too, a real trial, none of this kangaroo crap that we've been dealing with the last however many years. I want them to be found guilty, and then once found guilty, sentenced to death by hanging, and then I want them hanged. Don't you? I guess it's probably the Krasensteins and others that just don't want to see any of that happen. It's the Harry Sissons who show pictures of themselves on social media with their giant right arm and their twinkie left arm. I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday. You guys probably don't even know who Harry Sisson is. Nobody ever will, I guess. But let's show this clip. This is clip 83 of Marjorie Taylor Greene responding to AOC. Let's watch.
We were having an important vote on our Department of Defense appropriation bill. That's the funding bill that funds our military. Extremely important bill. And I widely supported pretty much everything in the bill, especially, you know, pay raises for our military men and women, as well as supporting the defense of the United States of America. Within this bill is foreign aid for foreign countries, and foreign aid for foreign disasters, et cetera. So I entered in amendments to strip out the foreign aid, and I'll go through what they were. One of them was $15 million to educate soldiers in Africa about providing activities for education about how to not get AIDS. Russell, I really hope to God that by now people know how to not get AIDS, and I don't know why the American people have to pay $15 million for that, for soldiers, adult men, adult soldiers in Africa. It's simple, so I'll keep going, though. It gets more ridiculous. $118 million for humanitarian aid in situations like floods. In Texas, we just had a catastrophic flood that killed hundreds of people, and it's so devastating. And 118 million has to be funded on the front end to help other countries in their floods. I'm sorry, they, you know, not that one had happened, but just in case one did, we would love to see that $118 million go to the people in Texas. Okay, here were the other ones. $500 million for Jordan. $500 million for Israel. Yeah, $500 million for Taiwan. So I had entered amendments to strip those monies out, and here was the hypocrisy. They all failed. All of these amendments failed. I also had an amendment to block any funding to go to Ukraine. Ukraine is not a member of NATO. We are not obligated contractually to fund that war, fund that government, pay for anything there. The American people are so tired of it. So when you talk about the disconnect between leaders in Washington, D.C. and the American people, the disconnect is broad and wide. But here was what was exposed, and I'll just go on one of them. The amendment that pulled, that would strip the $500 million that goes to Israel. Now here, I want to give some context on that because I support the people of Israel. I support people in all kinds of countries all over the world. I want the best for everyone. I sincerely do. I wish everyone well. America's $37 trillion in debt. Israel is less than $400 billion in debt. They're doing really well. Israel is doing so good. Their government provides government-funded health care, government-subsidized college tuition. That's not happening here in the United States for the American people, but yet the United States government gives Israel $3.8 billion every single year, and then in our defense appropriations bill was an additional $500
million. Just a correction here, it's $3.8 billion a year, not a month, to Israel. So we spend more on Israel every single year, not every single month, but every single year, than we spent in today's dollars on our own American revolution. I'm going to show you clip 70 here in a moment. This is Jeff Daniels. Love his acting. Love the movie Dumb and Dumber. One of my favorite guilty pleasures. I make my wife watch it with me every year on my birthday because it's the only day that she'll agree to watch it with me. I think it's so funny. He says, I still think about Kamala. She would have done what Lincoln did. Liz Cheney would have been Secretary of State. Watch.
I still think about Kamala and how I think she would have been a good choice. I don't care what they say. Because she would have done what Lincoln did. Liz Cheney would have been Secretary of State.
Team Arrivals.
Arrivals. Doris Kearns Goodwin wrote the book about it. That's what Lincoln did. Surrounded himself with the people who would disagree with him, not the people who would, you know, take a knee and go, yeah, more tariffs, sir, more. It's the madness of King George. And just the deterioration of the Republican Party. I mean, I'm just an actor. What do I know? But when Mitch started stacking the courts 25 years ago, I said it on your show once. They can see it coming. The new America.
And look, Jeff, I love you. We all love you. In fact, I'm going to show a clip in a moment here of you. Great clip. Great actor. Done outstanding work. Got the same haircut as my dad. I love him. But what is it about these actors that think that they know everything about everything else? You got the Sean Penns sucking Zelensky's dick in Kiev. You got the Robert De Niro's talking to me, Donald Trump. I mean, they can come out and make the best movies ever and then just totally reveal how abundantly retarded they are. I mean, it's just in abundance. Here's the clip of Jeff Daniels. Where's this guy?
Let's move on to the next question. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Jenny. I'm a sophomore, and this is for all three of you. Can you say in one sentence or less what, you know what I mean? Can you say why America is the greatest country in the world?
Diversity and opportunity.
Lewis?
Freedom and freedom. So let's keep it that way.
Will?
The New York Jets.
No, I'm going to hold you to an answer on that. What makes America the greatest country in the world?
Well, Lewis and Sharon said it. Diversity and opportunity and freedom.
I'm not letting you go back to the airport without answering the question.
Well, our Constitution is a masterpiece. James Madison was a genius. The Declaration of Independence is, for me, the single greatest piece of American writing. You don't look satisfied.
One's a set of laws and the other's a declaration of war. I want a human moment from you. What about the people? Why is America...
Not the greatest country in the world, Professor. That's my answer.
You're saying...
Yes.
Let's talk about...
Fine. Sharon, the NEA is a loser. Yeah, it accounts for a penny out of her paycheck, but he gets to hit you with it any time he wants. It doesn't cost money. It costs votes. It costs airtime and column inches. You know why people don't like liberals? Because they lose.
Hey.
And with a straight face, you're going to tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So, 27 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
And yeah, you, sorority girl, just in case you accidentally wander into a voting booth one day, there's some things you should know. And one of them is, there is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories. Number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period, generation, period, ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what
the hell you're talking about.
Yosemite?
Yeah. Well, he's right. But then he has the audacity to deliver this amazing performance, making statements that are questionable. I don't agree with all the countries that he listed as free countries. They've been invaded and totally betrayed by their own leaders, especially since the airing of this. Australia is certainly not a free country. You can't have a firearm there. In Canada, you cannot trade handguns. Justin Trudeau famously coming out, in Canada, you can no longer buy or sell a handgun with his crossed legs and his faggoty socks. But how can you deliver and understand a character so much that speaks, in essence, directionally at least, correctly about America, and then say, we should have had Kamala Harris because she would have been the next Abraham Lincoln and Liz Cheney would have been the Secretary of State. Are you kidding me, Jeff Daniels? Because I sure hope so. I'm going to take your calls on the other side of this break. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. It is 9:54 p.m. on Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025, year of our Lord. Your calls on the other side. In the meantime, please remember to go to thealexjonesstore.com. We have this incredible sale happening right now for this week only. And by the way, I don't know if you guys have the B-roll of the Lariat. We never talk about the giveaways because it's hard to talk about how we're on the verge of World War III and then talk about how great a truck is. But we're giving away a Ford Lariat, and it's absolutely incredible. It's parked in the garage right now. Every dollar you spend, I believe, is 10X entries in the giveaway. This week only, the giveaway ends on Friday, by the way. So it's your last chance to enter to win. Every dollar you spend on the store enters you to win this incredible Ford Lariat. It's a beautiful truck, and all the winners have been incredible. They've come in, they've got their car, their truck that we've given away. They've been on the air with Alex Jones for at least 30 minutes, and it's just been an incredible time, an incredible day. It's so great to be with the listeners. Plus, we've got this incredible deal in conjunction with the fact that it's the last week to win this 2025 Ford F-250 Lariat 4x4 plus $10,000 in cash, so you can pay that tax that comes with winning such an astoundingly amazing, awesome vehicle. Valued, by the way, at $111,899. We've got this buy one, get one bombshell sale in conjunction with these incredible entries to win the Ford Lariat.
where you can buy one and get one free of ultramethylene blue, the tincture. You can buy one, get one free of the CMOS gummies. You can buy one, get one free of the Shilajit capsules. Plus, we've got the Power Drive bundle, which are two formulas. Power Plant and Methyl Drive. Designed by Rex Jones, formulated and developed by Bigley, and sold exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com for the info warrior out there. This stuff will really power you up. You want to talk about horsepower? Get the Power Drive bundles up to 50% off if you sign up today. But please, for the love of God, go to the alexjonesstore.com. Enter to win the incredible F-250 Ford Lariat, 2025, valued at $111,000. And don't just go because the methylene blue is incredible, or the Shilajit's incredible, or the CMOS is incredible, or the Power Drive bundle is incredible. Go because it's the only way to keep Alex Jones, this crew, and these hosts on the air. And every dollar you spend at the alexjonesstore.com is around in the heart of the globalist cabal.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well.
And yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule, it should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS, Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm going to eat at 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
Exposing tomorrow's tyranny tonight, it's Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser, your host of Tomorrow's News Tonight. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-ALEX. And I may not be Alex, but this is his network, damn it. Call in. I want to speak with Eris in Wisconsin. Eris, what is on your mind this evening?
Hey, Chase. Yeah, I don't know if you saw this, but it's kind of on the line as you were talking about the deconstruction of America.
Yeah.
But the Trump administration is decommissioning and retiring the A-10 Warthog.
Interesting. I didn't know
and
that.
They're replacing it with a smaller ammo capacity F-35. And I think it's like part of this whole thing where like the other countries of the world, like China and Russia, kind of need to catch up. So any which way, somehow America slowly gets weaker and weaker. And then we pay for other countries' military protection and weaponry and give free weaponry to Israel and Ukraine, or, you know, in the form of grants, we're paying ourselves kind of, you know, and then also they buy some from us. We make custom versions of jets for Israel and stuff.
Yeah, we make the custom versions of jets for them so that they are less advanced,
in the event that they crash or are acquired by the enemy, they can't steal our most competitive technology.
Yeah, and I also thought maybe it has something to do with down the road with Ukraine, because like the different like bracketing system for giving weapons to Ukraine, if it's like old or decommissioned stuff. So it's like, oh, coincidentally, you're fighting a land power like Russia, who has a bunch of tanks and land vehicles. We're going to give you literally the aircraft called, you know, the Tank Buster.
Right.
You know, and it's sad to see. You know, I would think they would replace it with something better. You know, but it's kind of nonsensical land now. It's like a better deals are always kind of irritating.
You know, I'm with you on this. There's a couple of things that come to mind. First of all, it's incredibly frustrating that we left so many billions of dollars of weapons and munitions behind in Afghanistan right before a war broke out in Ukraine, when we could have just given all that equipment to Ukraine, not had to make new equipment for Ukraine, and simultaneously not armed Iran and Hamas. But maybe that was the whole point. That's the first thing that comes to mind. The second thing that comes to mind, though, is that the future of war is so different. It's not B-52s dropping bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I mean, that some of that might happen, but the future of war is economic and cyber. And we haven't really been talking a lot about these massive cyber attacks that have been taking place. You realize a couple of days ago, Microsoft was hacked in a massive way, and Alaska Airlines had to ground all of its flights, and no one talked about it. And it's obvious that the hack was conducted by a foreign government, whether it was Iran or Russia or China. I don't know, but no one's even talking about the fact that we're constantly being hacked by our enemies, and it's resulting in them having to ground massive amounts of flights. A Delta flight was taken off the other day. Its engine was exploding on fire. Another flight just the other day almost collided with an American military aircraft. Nobody knows why or what the hell happened with that. We've got F-35s that are disappearing out of the sky. The government's claiming that they're finding them, but there's no witnesses or evidence whatsoever that they were found after they crashed, because they were hacked, stolen with autopilot as the pilot was force ejected. And so this whole future of war, whose tank is better than whose tank, I think it's relevant to a certain extent, but what matters about whose tank is whose or how cool your tank is if your entire electrical grid is shut down and all your financial institutions have been hacked and robbed? That's what I think is really where the future is. And so, you know, I see your point about the degradation of our military, and obviously we should always have the best military. That's 100% the case. But the future of war is on a different medium. We have entered into the age of the information war. It's digital, it's metaphysical, and we have to start fighting on that conspiratorial, spiritual, metaphysical plane. Stay with us for your calls on the other side. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. One more minute.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
No lies, no cover-ups. Just truth. It's Tomorrow's News Tonight with Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser. This is Tomorrow's News Tonight. And for the next 22 minutes and 38 seconds, we will be taking your calls, followed by a short break, and then your calls again for the remainder of the hour. Let's go to Johnny Freight Train. What a loyal caller. What's up, Johnny?
Can you hear me, Chase?
Oh, I can hear you. I hear you in my sleep.
All right, well, listen. What I got to say is a quote from the President of the United States of America, and also a quote from Paul Harvey. just to give a little calm in this hectic life that we live. Trump wrote this down, and it goes like this. As long as we have God, we are never, ever alone. God will always give us solace and strength and comfort, unquote. Paul Harvey frequently would say, don't worry. Don't worry, because there ain't nothing ever going to be all right. Now, saying that, Chase, I want to tell you and everybody at InfoWars to hang tight and don't shoot till you see the whites of their eyes.
Ah, amen. Amen. Don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes. You know, I use that line. We made a promo video. I don't know if you saw it, Johnny Freight Train, a long time ago, called 2084. And I have Alex, it's a sci-fi video. And at one point in the video, he says, don't fire until you see the reds of their eyes, because there's all these demons that have been resurrected. They're chargers that comes from that. Did you ever see that?
No, but I'm going to tell you what now. The wars that we're fighting are deep spiritual battles.
Oh,
I wrote a song one time. I've seen the spirit of death. And with this, I have no regret. So it's not easy, but it's going to be easy one day, because we're going to be victors, like Paul Harvey.
Amen, brother. Thank you for your call. Brandon in Indiana. Brandon in Indiana. News of today. What is on your mind?
How's it going, Chase? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, everything the president was, talking about today, do we all, anybody really think that anything's going to happen to these people? I think it's all just to kind of...
I'd put it at 50-50.
Aside, honestly.
I'd put it at 50-50. I won't be surprised either way.
I mean, honestly, I think that might be the only way he can kind of coalesce the base halfway back together again. But if not, I mean, heck, I think it'll be a free-for-all in 2028.
Yeah.
And if we make it that far, honestly, I mean...
Well, it's not looking good for 2026, yeah. Yes, it's not looking good, man. And look, things can change. We know what it's like to see a presidential election, for example, where the early front runner never winds up actually being the candidate, with the exception of this most recent election, because Trump, even though he didn't win the last term, was an incumbent in his own way. But do you remember in 2016, was it 2012? Everybody thought Newt Gingrich was going to be the president of the United States at one point. And then it was going to be Rick Santorum. It was always going to be everybody who it wasn't in the end. And I think we should keep that in mind, just because things are bad now with the polls and things of that nature. A whole lot can change in 18 months. By the way, I want to show you this clip. This is 77. The Obama bros are firing back at Hunter and the big guy after they tried to burn the whole party to the ground. Now Democrats sneaking behind their backs. Let's watch a little bit of this clip. This just relates to what the caller was talking about, 77.
Yesterday, Joe Biden sent Hunter on a search and destroy mission to 86, the party that cooed him. Hunter says Obama's cabal is filled with washed-up has-beens who cost his daddy re-election. And he struck a nerve because the Chicago boys came out firing at the big guy and the little guy.
This 3 hours of Hunter playing the victim, and he like rages at us and he rages at Axelrod and Clooney.
You were a liability. You should be ashamed of the ways in which you made your father's political life worse. And like the idea that we're going to listen to you now, like give me a grace.
These Obama guys covered up for Hunter for 4 years, covered up the laptop, said there was no crime there, said he was just an addict who loved his daddy. And now they call him a sleazy liability. And now they're also like, also, your dad was sleepy.
Hunter's on a tour right now. And just going forward, I think the lesson to learn is, because hopefully we're not going to have an 80-something-year-old geriatric candidate again.
There's some other weird like, he said he did, blames the debate on Biden's staff, saying they gave him Ambien on his foreign trip. But like, Biden got back from the G7 on June 14th. The debate was June 27th. If Ambien was the issue, like, I don't think it's Ambien, it's age.
Joe was a lucky skeleton who stumbled into the White House with a sack full of COVID mail-in ballots. And the left was pumped because they could just auto-pen their wish list into law during nap time. But Otto Penn Jr.'s on the warpath, and he's calling the Obama boys grifters, still dining out on the Messiah's legacy. Then the Obama bros went low, and I mean real low. They compared Hunter to the monster himself.
It's just utter lack of self-awareness.
It's the shamelessness that really gets you in the end.
Well, I saw one quote. He said, we all talk about the incredible popularity of Barack Obama. Barack Obama never got more than 69 million votes. My dad got 81 million votes. Like, dude, now you sound like Donald Trump.
George Clooney's not an actor. The low-rated Jake Tapper. It's amazing to watch people become the thing that they claim to be the savior from.
After they lost in a landslide, the best and brightest Democrat minds said they needed their own Trump. Then Hunter busts back onto the scene and starts laying the wood to the establishment like Trump did in 16. And they all circled the wagons around the establishment like Barack Obama was Jeb Bush. And now the whole party's running for cover.
So these comments yesterday by Hunter Biden going after a wide swath of people in the Democratic Party, are those productive moments?
I missed it. I'm not tuned in to Hunter's ravings.
Senator, do you have any reaction to the Hunter Biden clips yesterday?
No, I haven't. I don't pay attention to what Hunter Biden says.
I understand the personal pain that Hunter Biden is experienced on all sorts of fronts. But I don't think it's constructive right now to engage in this backward-looking finger-pointing.
Well, ignoring the problem isn't going to make it go away. There's a growing insurgency on the left. You got the bitter Biden faction and the squad and their commie Mondami wing. There's a civil war brewing, and every Democrat's getting drafted whether they like it or not. No one is safe. AOC's coming for Chuck Schumer, and she's got backup in the House.
And look,
I think that Chuck Schumer was...
The Hunter Biden thing, whatever. They eat their own. They're all on crack. They're all going to gay sex, underage orgies, whatever. We got real problems. We got problems at the border. We've got stories of Brazilians literally stepping on dead bodies in the river of underage children. I have clips here of Epstein waltzing out of his home with the former prime minister of Australia's daughter, who's obviously underage. And we've got Bill Gates, who just landed in Washington, D.C., pressuring Congress to pour taxpayer money into vaccines and global health initiatives under the banner of saving lives. Let's watch clip 95.
I'm here in Washington, D.C., meeting with lots of members of Congress. I'm going to encourage them to stay involved in global health, saving millions of children's lives with a small part of the budget. When you ask people how much the foreign aid budget is, they often will say 5 or 10%. You know, it's less than 1%. Even so, what we do give, it adds up to a lot. You save tens of millions of lives. Unfortunately, early this year, most of the people involved with that who worked for USAID were all let go, and the money was largely cut off, resulting in a lot of people dying. A small part of it's been restored, but not enough to avoid mothers giving HIV to their babies, people not being diagnosed with tuberculosis, kids not getting bed nets to protect them. We're trying to make sure the money that Congress
there goes with the nets again
should be spent on these things, that actually gets spent. You know, I'd argue that the 1% is worthwhile, not just on moral grounds, but very practical grounds of keeping America strong and protecting us from diseases, helping people avoid the deaths, avoiding parents dying of HIV.
Well, there he goes again.
That 1%.
Oh, it's so good to be here in Congress again. So good to be here meeting with the leader of the free world, talking about how we can spend money on the bed nets.
You guys remember, right? Am I just crazy? Am I the only one who remembers this? Bill Gates provided nets laced with poison to kill mosquitoes with malaria to countries in Africa, I think. Then the people in these third world countries would use the nets during the day to fish. Then when they ate the fish, they were getting poisoned by the poison from the nets. And he's talking about bed nets again. Dude, stop with the nets. You're killing tons and tons of people. But I guess these New World Order globalists. Yeah, here we go. In Africa, meant to keep malaria out, mosquito nets are used to haul fish in. Article after article after article. Any about how they were laced with poison and poisoned the people and they died? But these leftists, like I was saying, they love depopulation. They love it so much. They care not about the children whatsoever. In fact, this is absolutely insane. The Biden admin set up a hotline so that unaccompanied minors could call if they had trouble with the strangers they were being placed with. 65,000 calls to this hotline went unanswered. Watch.
So you're telling this committee that the Biden administration, while they were letting all of these unaccompanied minors into the country, and as we've talked about today, they weren't keeping track of them, they issued these kids a hotline that they could call if they had trouble with the sponsor family that they were put with, and you're saying that 65,000 calls to this hotline designated to protect these kids went unanswered? Is that what you're telling this committee?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Frankly, there's no arguing with these people. I'm going to show clip 103 in a second. There's no arguing with these people. This is total war. In fact, I declare total war in the information war. That's what we all have to do. We have to declare total war. Not violence, not pitchforks, not torches, not stupid Molotov cocktails, not breaking glass, shattering windows, raiding or looting like the left or Antifa or the trash that you see on the street, screaming incessant nonsense at law enforcement trying to provoke them to issue pepper spray so they can just run through the riot shields. No, I'm talking about total information war, where instead of tolerating opposition and other views, we just say, go to hell. Let's watch.
I'm not willing to have a discussion about the definition of what an American is. I'm not interested in hearing somebody else's proposal for what an American is.
Amen.
Everybody knows what an American is. If there's a degree or two of variation between Americans, what an American is, it doesn't matter. Anytime you try to argue in good faith with somebody who wants to steal from you, you try to argue in good faith with somebody who is not going to Iron Man your arguments. You're going to give them every intellectual consideration possible. They're going to give you none. Anytime you even open your mouth to do anything that's not derision, you're losing. You're accepting their proposition that what you know, the same way you know that the sky is blue, what an American is, when you accept that your knowledge of that can be affected by somebody's paragraph, you're already losing. So these people, when they come to you, when you see them, the only thing you should have to say to them is, hey, faggot. That's it. That's all you need to say. You don't need to say anything else. Within your community, within your Discord, within your friend group, whatever, you can have whatever discussion you want. But if it's an outsider who's here telling us how to do business, that's not in the game plan. That's not part of the show. That's not happening. All right? So I'm not saying you need to not think about these things and not talk about them with your friends, whatever. But when an outsider comes here, gets in your face, and starts throwing definitions at you, and you got to Google shit, no, we're not doing that. You're getting called a slur.
Let's go to Dave in FEMA region number 9. Dave, what's on your mind?
Thank you so much, Brother Chase. Always appreciate you taking my call.
Of course.
Before I start, I'd like to read a quick passage by the master C.S. Lewis. Courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form of every virtue at its testing point. And I hope that Beach Blonde Bondi has found some of that courage tonight. And I think with her action today, maybe she is. Maybe she's going next level, thinking like the boss. Because as you know, they want to sack Alina Haba. 15 regressives in New Jersey voted to remove her, to not let her continue on in an interim AG position in New Jersey. So Beach Blonde Bondi removed the person that would replace her. So what are they going to do now, right?
Yep.
So I hope that this transforms a bit her thinking. I'm cautiously optimistic, but at the same time, I'm still full of righteous indignation like you. I know it's an information war. It's a spiritual war. It's a kinetic war because we lose 100,000 Americans every year from CCP fentanyl. I anticipate, I thought this for a couple of years. At some point, we're going to have to take all the paperweights that we have around our homes and convert them into cordless hole punchers again, because we are not able to out-comply this tyrannical system. If we could fix our voting system, that would be amazing. But Jesse and I did hang and count training for 2 years here in State 48. I worked the polls in 2024, and they still cheated like MFers, full stop.
Yep. They cheated in 2024. You see all the votes that came in at 4 a.m.? In Detroit, nobody talks about the cheating in 2024 because we won, but it was only because it was too big to rig. You're right. Look, Bondi has an opportunity here to totally recover, to totally redeem herself. In the words of Jeff Daniels, who we've been featuring on this show inadvertently. And maybe that's what she's trying to do. If she does accomplish her own total redemption, it's only because we, you the listener, me, Owen Schroyer, others, have been giving her such total, incessant crap for how terrible of a job she's been doing. And hopefully she just feels that. Hopefully it's so palpable that when she walks into her own home, she's like, what's that smell? And her husband or whoever has to say, oh, that's the righteous indignation of the American people. It's been seeping through the floorboards ever since you have done nothing. And so I'm rooting for her. I want her to do a good job. Am I hopeful or optimistic? Eh. Not exactly a delightful performance with the Epstein stuff. Or her and Cash Patel coming out and bragging about how they caught 204 child predators in the United States. You know how many? Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of child predators are in the United States, and you're bragging about the fact that you got 204? Gimli killed more orcs in the Battle of Helm's Deep, and there were only 10,000 of them. And you're bragging about the 204 child predators that you caught, when every time I turn my eye, I'm like, wouldn't let my kids be watched by that guy. Wouldn't let Mike Johnson watch my kids. Wouldn't let Lindsey Graham watch my kids. Wouldn't let Mitch McConnell watch my kids. Tom Cotton can't watch my kids. I could throw a rock and hit a pedophile in this country because they've been so protected by the trash at the top. And oh, we got 204 of them. Retards. Phil in Daytona Beach. Phil, what's on your mind?
Hey, sir. Appreciate everything you guys do, man. I mean, you guys are the truth. But, you know, today with Trump's announcement on everything with Barack Obama, I mean, all that comes to mind with me is the Jimmy Carter funeral. And no other president would come up and talk to Trump, but he sat beside Barack Obama. And I mean, man, I mean, those guys seemed like they were chums. And now all of a sudden today, it's like, this guy's for treason. This guy's, it kind of makes you like, okay, who are our friends? Who are our allies? You know, what can make America great again? And I'll just leave it to you, Chase. I love you.
I love you too.
Just show us the way.
Man, I wish I had the answers. It's a hell of a lot easier to identify the problem than it is to offer the right solution, isn't it?
I mean, I'm just flabbergasted. I mean, you know, everything we thought was right and wrong, and this guy was going to put us there, and here we are now. And, I mean, I think that's the reason why I love you guys the most is because you keep putting truth out there.
Yeah.
And for the love of God, please just keep doing that, because this is what we need. I'm retired military, and I mean, since I retired in 2016, I mean, my world has come.
Did you serve overseas?
Oh, absolutely.
Combat veteran?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you ever miss it?
I miss it every day. And, I mean, we could do this all day long, Chase, but I don't want to waste your time. I know
you're not wasting my time. I just can't imagine what it's like to do something incredibly important every minute of every day and then come back to the United States of America and watch time go by.
I just want us to get right again.
Yeah.
And I think you guys are doing the right thing. I want to talk to Owen. I want to talk to the big man at some point in time. But, you know, I just had some time tonight, and I said, let me talk to Chase.
Because, what, if you want to get on the phone with Alex Jones, all you got to do is call in and say you want to talk about Methylene Blue. So he'll go straight to your call. All right. That's all you got to do. Okay. But here's the answer. And this isn't going to be very satisfying. And I'm not trying to turn this into a plug, though we're coming up on the end of the break. And I always try to plug the last minute or two of the break. The best way to improve this country is to do everything that you can to become the best version of yourself. Because all a country is, all a nation is, all a civilization is, a people is the sum of its parts. So America is the sum of Americans. And when Americans do and accomplish incredible things, then America feels and is incredible. If you want to make America great again, then we have to make the American people great again. Self-actualization is a concept that goes way back in psychology, and even philosophers have been arguing about the heroic best version of yourself going all the way back to Plato. You want to be the best version of yourself? Yeah, one way to do that is going to the AlexJonesStore.com. But I would recommend to you, sit down and read books like The 48 Laws of Power, or How to Win Friends and Influence People, or The Game by Neil Strauss if you're struggling to get laid. Take care of all that stuff with a grain of salt because the devil's in all the stuff. But really practice self-improvement. Practice becoming a better Christian. Practice becoming a better employee or a better small business owner. Practice becoming the best version of yourself. And it's never too late. I mean, if Colonel Sanders could found Kentucky Fried Chicken in his 50s and create one of the best chains businesses ever, then it's not too late for you. And by the way, you can kind of hit two birds with one stone. You can put a round in the heart of the New World Order by going to the AlexJonesStore.com and get all the supplements that can help you in your journey to self-actualization, self-improvement. Go right now and take advantage of the bombshell buy one, get one sale and keep us on the air.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet, or whether it's the modern day atmosphere, or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at the AlexJonesStore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? Just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria. But beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts. You want to talk about power. You want to talk about strength. Talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started talking about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the methyl drop.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you asked me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ, black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
For tomorrow begins tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser. This is tomorrow's news tonight. We have 24 minutes left of the transmission. And if you call in now, you may have a chance to get on the air. It's 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. One more time, 877-789-2539. Next up, Jason in Illinois. Jason, what is on your mind, young sir?
Hey, Mr. Chase, I am so super pumped that you have your own show in the evenings now.
Thank you.
Congratulations on that. And it's really great for the InfoWar, just to keep the ball rolling, you know, keep the information flowing for everybody.
Yes, sir. By the way, kudos to Charlotte Jones. Alex's daughter is the one screening the calls. I'm not sure if you knew you were talking to her.
Oh, nice. Hi, Charlotte.
She's been doing a great job.
Yeah, she was very thorough.
What do you have to say?
But, well, I just got a little statement and then a question for you. We're kind of running out of time as far as, like, Trump getting done, getting the deep state taken down.
Yeah, the days fly by like wild horses over the hills.
Right? We got midterms, what, year and a half? We're out? I mean, that's not a lot of time. So, realistically, you know, you got, what, 13,000 FBI agents? I mean...
Yeah.
There's at least that many deep state in the media, you know, nationwide. So what do you think about, like, the Insurrection Act? I mean, they subverted the election. It, clearly he could invoke that. I know I'm a diehard Trump supporter. I have faith in him. I believe it's God's plan for him to get it done. And that may be the only way. Remember they expanded Gitmo several years ago?
Yeah. I don't know about the Insurrection Act. I don't have an intimate understanding of it, to be honest with you. I'm just not a constitutional lawyer, and I don't have constitutional knowledge that I should, honestly. I should go back and study it. But what I would rather see instead of the Insurrection Act is just a massive awakening of the American people. I mean, we should be forcing this. And it's really provable that even though our influence on our own political class is constantly eroding, it's certainly obvious that when we apply pressure, things go differently. So there still is some semblance of representation taking place. And so, for example, Trump comes out, tries to kill the Epstein story. Everybody pushes back like hell for days and days and days. And I don't know if anything's going to come from it, but Bondi is talking about, oh, no, okay, fine, we'll release more. And we see this breaking story of this
investigation from Tulsi Gabbard leading to what's probably going to be indictments, I think. I don't know if Obama's ever going to get in trouble because he has the presidential immunity, but I think there's actually really good chance Comey might go to prison. And by really good, I mean 50-50. I don't mean likely, but the closest we have ever come to anyone in the federal government facing any likelihood of being indicted or persecuted or prosecuted for the crimes that they've obviously committed against the American people, the greatest odds we've ever had have been at like 20%, 10%. And now we're at like 50% where it's hitting the news and it seems like it's really going to happen. And we understand that the Trump administration cannot afford to totally drop the ball on Epstein and then drop the ball again on this after all of the evidence is out. I mean, how many more of these stories are we going to take where there's thousands of documents, hundreds of documents, explicit, obvious evidence, massive crimes against the American people conducted by the establishment. And now it's not just the institutions who are culpable or cited as the transgressor, but specific individuals within the institutions. I mean, remember what happened with MKUltra. Oh yeah, the CIA conducted this massive psychological operation on the people where they set up brothels, lured men in, drugged them with LSD, and then watched them have sex so they could take notes on what it was like. But it was always just the CIA. Even with the JFK assassination, it was always ever just the CIA. No individual. Even with the total crash of the stock market, it was always just Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. But no individual ever. I don't think anybody went to prison for it. But now they're finally like, no, look what Comey did. Look what Clapper did. Look what Brennan did. Look what Obama did. Now we're seeing, oh, fingers are being pointed at real people for real treason with real evidence. And these fingers are being pointed not by the American people, but by the establishment, Tulsi Gabbard, others, at the establishment. This is the closest we have ever come to real justice against the deep state. And I hope all of these people go to prison for the rest of their life before they go straight to hell for rest of eternity. Let's go to Greg in Wisconsin. Greg in Wisconsin, what are you thinking about at 10:38 p.m. on Tuesday night?
Well, Chase, just about the deep state. Here's a couple of notes people might have not looked at clearly and maybe want to go in a little further about. Couple of the latest documentary TV shows, the Pee Wee Herman one from HBO,
yeah,
which I can't remember the exact
title. They made a documentary about Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah, there's like a two-part documentary. It's like just two episodes, but it's probably like close to four hours or so. They're like a full movie each. But anyways,
HBO makes wonderful documentaries. Have you seen The Truth versus Alex Jones? You know what the best thing about that documentary is? It was made by the same guy who made the Michael Jackson documentary. And so as soon as I watched The Truth versus Alex Jones and saw how full of crap it was, I was immediately comfortable with listening to Michael Jackson again.
Exactly. But about this Pee Wee Herman thing again. So they talked about his young life, how he became him and everything. And he was a comedian, struggled, and basically, I'm going to try to get to the point quick. but they said there's this little part where they said that his dad was in like the Air Force, pretty high up position as a pilot. And then he moved to Israel when he was a young boy. And I thought that was weird. They just nonchalantly said that, you know, it's like, okay, this guy's an American. They just say, oh yeah, here. This was like around 19 when Israel was very in its infancy, you know, because Pee Wee Herman is old, right? But then they just like said that and moved on, and they didn't spend much time on his like young life when he was in Israel. But they basically, the majority of the rest was like when he was a young adult and he was over here in the United States. We don't know how he got back, but or when he came back, whatever. And he was a comedian, and so he did all these different, like, personalities. He couldn't make it. He was basically ready to give up and was like, oh, how the heck am I supposed to, you know, make it? And apparently people liked this Pee-wee, and he kept doing it, and people egged him on to keep doing it more and more. And it's just weird because that character just comes to be this huge thing, almost like he is Pee-wee. A lot of people didn't really know he was just a regular dude and it was all an act. But
I got half a mind to do the tequila dance on this desk tonight. Should I do it?
Yeah, I guess. But real quick, hold on. Hold on.
I'm holding on.
Somewhere too with this. But anyways, so he was hilarious. People loved him. He got accepted by all the people around him in the 80s and or 90s and stuff. And he was like this really effeminate character, making it seem like, okay, for men and or by our age people to be fans of this guy who's okay with being super effeminate. Could this all be a CIA op? I mean, could he have gotten
trained?
I mean,
he was weird and effeminate. I get it. But it was awesome. I mean, that scene in Pee-wee Herman where he gets knocked out at the rodeo and he wakes up in Texas and he's been at the Alamo earlier in the movie and they say, do you remember anything? Because he'd been knocked out and he goes, I remember the Alamo. And all the Texans cheer. I mean, it's just good American wholesome entertainment, right?
Funny. It was great. But I'm just saying, well, what if this was a CIA op where basically he was kind of trained to be this effeminate kind of thing and bring him over to the United States to try to change our culture over time into the more effeminate.
Dude, Pee Wee Herman did not make us effeminate. The atrazine in the water made us effeminate, and the TikTok algorithms from the CCP made us chop our dicks off. It's not Pee Wee Herman. If the CIA made Pee Wee Herman, then I've been wrong about the CIA for years. The CIA is awesome if they made Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But I love you. I love your point. I'm not trying to put you down. I'm so glad you called.
No,
because
that's all right. But I just thought maybe there might be something to it. If he's over in Israel, they didn't why did his dad get sent over to Israel and be able to live a life there? And then, you know, like, why did they not even talk about him in Israel? Or I don't know. But real quick, also about the Lollapalooza thing, and you know, it was supposed to be one concert, like the last one for the Jane's Addiction, right? And then all of a sudden it became a thing. Well, one of the reasons why it became a thing is because they brought in all the NGOs to kind of have the stands up to make it more not just about the music, but also about like the culture. You could learn about maybe becoming a member of the World Wildlife Federation and all that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm told by the crew that his father was like a founding member of the Israeli Air Force.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm just saying, well, is there any sort of connection to some sort of PSYOP to be able to bring, because we didn't have the phones and stuff. They had to get these people thinking a certain way, you know, like colleges do and everything.
I think it was just a funny age.
There might be something there.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, Greg. We should get to we got to get to the bottom of this Pee-wee Herman conspiracy because I never heard it before. It's one of my favorites, and I'm really glad that you called. By the end of the show tonight, I'm doing the tequila dance on the desk. By the way, just because of you, Greg, I appreciate it. Ryan in South Dakota, let's go to you. Ryan, what's on your mind?
Hey Chase, good to hear from you. By the way, I love the Pee-wee Herman movie. That's great, and I want to do a quick plug. The Methylene Blue is fire.
Yeah.
I don't have the afternoon drag anymore. I have mental clarity, and I've been giving it to several people. And the several people I've been giving to have had so many different experiences than I have. I could go on for a half an hour about it. But I'll get to the point. I wanted to talk about the RFK bomb that dropped today with the HHS and the conspiracy about the
organ harvesting. Everything Alex Jones had been saying for years about don't put organ donor on your thing. And if you would have asked any AI whether or not being an organ donor means they're going to wipe you out so they can sell your organs because your organs are more valuable than your life, any AI would have been like, oh, that's just unfounded. There's no evidence for this. All the leftists are done. Now it's coming out. Alex Jones was right again. Nailed it. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, exactly. And I had been an organ donor on my last license. The license before, I wasn't. And this time I was. So, and then I heard about these conspiracies and I'm like, Well, shit, I need to get rid of that. And, I scraped it off my ID, but I don't think it's probably still in the system. I got 2 years left, so I need to probably go in and change that.
I don't know, dude. I really need a kidney. Would you hook me up?
I don't know if you want one of my kidneys.
Yeah, dude, I would change it. I've never been an organ donor because I got hemophilia, but no one in my family is. They'll kill you, man. They will kill you for your organs.
And one thing I wanted to say is I think South Park might have got it right again with Hell's Pass Hospital.
I'm not familiar with that scene. Tell me about it.
Oh, it's the hospital in all of their series. It's just called Hell's Pass Hospital.
Because whenever, you're on your way to hell if you go in?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's good stuff, yeah, man. So. Well, they were certainly right, man.
Yeah, that's kind of about all I wanted to talk about, I guess, tonight. And this is the second time I talked to you. I was the caller maybe 2 weeks ago about the 72 flood in Rapid City.
Yeah.
And I was a little nervous on that call. It was the first time I've ever called in.
Calling in is tough, man. It takes a certain level of bravery.
Yeah, so I wasn't even going to do it tonight, but then I decided, you know what? I'm going to do it.
I'm glad that you did, Ryan. Thank you for your call. Alex in Connecticut, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase, what's going on?
Not much, man.
Man, that was hilarious, the last call. The hospital thing, they should make a T-shirt out of that. Hell's Pass or whatever the heck you were saying about the South Park.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah. Hilarious. Well, anyway, what's on your mind?
Yeah, so we have an affinity for Dumb and Dumber. So I was going to sing that famous song that we all know.
Oh, yeah, Mock.
Yeah.
Bird.
Yeah.
Mockingbird, don't cry. Or don't sing, right?
Everybody, have you heard? He's going to buy me a mockingbird. Now this, that mockingbird don't sing. He's going to buy me
diamond ring.
There you go.
Anyway, what's on your mind for real?
Yeah, so, first, I don't think the last caller that was talking about Obama and Trump at the funeral there, I think it was more Trump's, just, you know, his instincts, you know.
Yeah.
He knew he wanted to keep it positive. Traitor Obama sits next to him, congratulates them, and the first thing he does is try to levity. He says, you know, Hillary's still heisting. And Obama starts laughing like crazy.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Hey, man, if all the world's supervillains hate you, you're doing something right.
Exactly. So, and I think Trump will get back to it. He'll get back on track. It's just,
I hope so, man. I'm optimistic. I'll remain optimistic until I'm dead, no matter what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's your call, Alex. I appreciate it. Rob in Pennsylvania. Rob, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase. How you doing? It's Robbie Sunshine.
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling.
Miss you on the Discord, dude. So I wanted to talk about election integrity because I think Alex brought this point up that if we lose the midterms and Trump has a slumpy second half of the term, everybody's in trouble. They get back into power. You know, Alex knows for sure him. But I would say pretty much anybody who's online shooting their mouth off is going to be looking at trouble. So in that vein, election integrity, who do you think of on the MAGA side when you hear election integrity?
Who do I think of a bunch of people. MyPillow guy, for sure.
Okay. Well, there's the guy. Do you remember his symposium he had where he had all
I do. I remember it. It was really boring, so I didn't watch it, even though it was really important.
It was so boring because he never had any data.
Right.
It was all an actual huge bluff. And he actually just had to admit in court that his data was actually garbage.
Well, so I don't think he was deceiving anybody. I just think that he didn't. I just think he might have been misled.
You could go back and look at the clips. He's going to let cybersecurity guys dig through it and verify it. And he's already verified it. He's got it all.
Right.
Remember all that?
Yeah.
The 22 months.
Didn't he get raided in a fast food line?
Yeah, they took his phone.
Yeah, they took his phone while he was like at a Burger King or something.
Yeah.
Poor guy. I don't know what you're going to say. I think Mike Lindell's a good dude. I just think he handled it wrong.
Well, his whole effort yielded no one in jail. Literally zero.
Yeah, obviously it failed.
Went to jail.
The only
person who went to jail was Tina Peters because his symposium guy, Code Monkey, released Tina Peters' data.
Well, Code Monkey's
That's
probably Q.
I don't know. But
look into it, bro.
Fake algorithm. They toured the country saying, "Don't bother cleaning the voter rolls." I mean,
cleaning the voter rolls.
To do that is Tom Fitton, but he's only getting promises to remove the names. It's not actually happening, from what I'm understanding. So I think that's hugely important. And the pillow products are great. I have a ton of them. I drove from New Jersey to Florida with a huge banner on the back of my U-Haul saying, "Frank's Beach, save this country."
Yeah.
Well, Frank's Beach went public the week after Tina Peters went to jail.
Yeah.
$150 million.
Whenever a company goes public, man, you might as well say that it went to the state.
Well, yeah, and he gets on Bannon and says he just had a victory in court. The fact is he lost. He got ordered to pay $2.3 million. It wasn't the $60 that Eric Cohen was looking for.
I understand.
But he still lost.
I know.
He didn't win.
He's not trying to lie, man. He's just in denial, man. Denial isn't just a river in Egypt. He's a good dude. He's a saint.
The GOP people all around him.
Yeah.
Dr. Frank, Code Monkey, Joe Altman, all complete frauds. All are in our election integrity space. All of them need to go. Okay. I called in when Lindell was on and tried to bring this to him, but Alex cut me off twice. First, I tried to tell him, and he said, "Wait for Mike."
Yeah.
And when Mike came on, he just cut me off.
Well,
and
I'm
Lindell
sorry.
Was mighty flustered. If you want to go back and look at that clip, he didn't like hearing what I said.
I mean, I don't like hearing people talk bad about Michael Lindell, but I think everything you said is well founded. Obviously, it didn't work out. Obviously, it was handled wrong. We should learn from it. But I still like him. He tried, man. More than 99% of the people in this movement.
Yeah, but what happened through his effort?
Nothing.
The forensic audits got tanked.
Yep.
And we said we're going to canvass and do all this other crap that actually does absolutely nothing. Meanwhile, 22 months went by, they shredded the ballot.
Yep. And so what we should learn from this, is we can't reason or litigate within an unreasonable system or a litigious system. We just can't win within this justice system. Barry in Texas, Barry, what's on your mind? Oh, Barry, are you there?
Hey, I got a.
I hear you. Go ahead.
Hi. Lindell, you know, he got played.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, Lindell got played by Dennis Montgomery. And Dennis Montgomery is the guy that gave Arpaio that fake database that Alex is trotting out now, saying it is, incriminating Obama. And, you know, it's all just bullshit, honestly. And you should play me chess. I think you're on chess.com.
That was you?
I'll play you. Mr. Put.
Have you ever seen the four-move checkmate?
Yeah, I've seen the scholars.
Okay, I'll have to try something else.
Yeah, I'll play the orangutan. It'll be fun.
All right, I'll play you in chess. Folks, we're coming up on the end of the broadcast tonight. I want to plug, and we're definitely playing the tequila song with Pee Wee Herman. The caller called for it, so it's a demand. Please go to the alexjonesstore.com and support us, keep us on the air. We are at the pinnacle of the information war. It's only going to get more intense, especially with this rollout of artificial intelligence. We have the buy one, get one bombshell sale happening right now where you can get the methylene blue tincture and then another bottle for free if you buy it, or the Shilajit capsules and another bottle for free if you buy it, or the CMOS gummies, which are an incredible source of iodine to help your thyroid detox your body from all the toxins in the air, water, and food that we consume or are surrounded with. So please go, and don't just go because these products are incredible for you, the highest quality at the lowest cost with the most incredible deals you've ever heard of. Go because we need your support. And the AlexJonesStore.com is the way we will ensure that Alex Jones is always on the air, even if they succeed next month in shutting down InfoWars. So please go now. And in the meantime, let's watch the tequila song.
Got in my methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, USP grade from thealexjonesstore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm really interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see, yeah, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And excited to see how this is gonna work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of hopefully of what is the unlimited power.
What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the Ultra Methylene Blue, USP grade, the AlexJonesStore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel, other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean, no jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll even probably take a, you know, an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well, so definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm, zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, you'll need to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get your methylene blue today.